to say that my need to say no all got started that night you told me you just wanted to please me. I suppose it was an honest mistake, and we could chalk it all up to you just not being aware of what really pleases me. You probably thought I was like most women, and I'd happily push your head down between my legs. I'm sure if you knew up front that my greatest pleasure is turning a man into a drooling, begging, confused, horny mess, you probably would have worded your offer differently. If you'd known I was an ardent, orgasm-denial fetishist, you may have even steered clear. But it's not my fault that you go around making offers before doing your due diligence and finding out exactly what pleasing me entails. You've made the offer, and you've gotten me all excited. You don't want to send your mistress away with blue balls, do you? You're the one getting the blue balls, bitch. I suppose I could try to persuade you by explaining all of the orgasm denial benefits, like better submission and harder orgasms, in the rare occasion they're allowed. But the simple fact is that I deny men because I like it. Any benefit to you is simply you getting lucky. So get your dick out, and let's get to teasing it. I'll have you crying with your mind a pile of mush in no time. I do so love your tears. A woman who knows how to play a man and manipulate his orgasm has many ways to deny a man's orgasm, and I promise I'll be quite creative. Shall we play? This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog at yournaughtylover.com. Or, if you have to have me now, give me a call at 800-356-6201. I'll talk to you very soon.